This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's surprise cross-border incursion continued Monday, and analysts say it marks a significant shift in the almost two-and-a-half-year war with Russia, with Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian territory since Moscow invaded Ukraine in February of 2022. Correspondent Jillian Kitchener.
International security expert Dr. Marion Mesmer of the London-based think tank Chatham House told Reuters there are a couple likely strategies at play.
My best guess is that Ukraine, you know, on the one hand, wanted to push back against Russia, perhaps to increase any leverage that they might have in any upcoming negotiations. It also seems to have been an attempt to draw Russian military attention away from where they were pushing ahead.
Ukraine's top commander said on Monday that Kyiv controlled around 1,000 square kilometers of Russia's Kursk region 7 days after the incursion began.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the U.S. is preparing for what could be an Iran-backed attack on Israel.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it's tough to tell right now what an attack by Iran or its proxies might look like.
We have to be prepared for what could be a significant set of attacks.
Kirby spoke a day after the Pentagon ordered a guided missile sub to the Middle East and told the Lincoln Carrier Strike Group to get there more quickly amid soaring tensions and fears of retaliation after the killings of Hamas's political chief and a senior Hezbollah commander. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the southern reaches of the Red Sea. The attack early Tuesday happened around 115 kilometers south of the Houthi-held port city of Hodeida. This is VOA News.